Hail, hail the 1st of May, oh, for it is the first summer's day, oh. Hello, my name is Martin Maudsley. I'm a storyteller based in Bridport in Dorset. And I'm up here outdoors on a lovely, springing, warm, sunshiny day with butterflies and skylarks around me. I'm up on a place called Hyde Hill, which is just above the village of Bothenhampton near Bridport. It's very close to where I live. And over the last year of several lockdowns, I've been coming here regularly to get my fresh air and exercise and to connect with the nature of the outdoor world, which has been a great blessing in difficult times for all of us. And I was here with my daughter nearly a year ago on May Day morning. We talked about the fact that I wanted to be able to see the rising sun on May Day morning as a tradition. Normally I'd be with friends out at Cern Abbas and we'd all gather together. We couldn't do it last May. So me and my daughter came up here on our own and we got here just before sunrise and we sat down and we actually sang a little song. You just heard a little snippet and we watched the sun rise above the hill. It was a clear day, so we were lucky to see that. And so a year on, and hopefully we're slowly moving towards being able to meet and greet each other once more. And I'm thinking about May Day again. I'm thinking about where I might be. I'm hoping to be at Cern Abbas Giant Hill and go and climb that hill and see the sun there. I'm thinking about all the past May Days that there's been for myself and for others. And I know it's a very special time of year, really. It really marks the beginning of the quarter of the year from the 1st of May to the 1st of August, where the year is at its brightest in terms of sunlight and warmth, and also in terms of the wild world being the most green and growing and vibrant. So it's a very special part of the year that is heralded by May Day. And many people in the past, going right back to our Celtic ancestors who celebrated Beltane, the cusp of April going into May, and many local celebrations here in Dorset. Perhaps you were part of that. Perhaps you danced with a maypole at school. I know I danced a maypole at school. And perhaps you had your own style of dancing. Perhaps you learnt to do that and then had a May Day event where you would show off your dancing skills with the ribbons, making a pattern around the maypole. And of course, in certain places, people would bring in greenery from May Day morning, perhaps the branches of trees, of young trees, and maybe some flowers as well. And people would gather posies of flowers. May Day posies was a thing, and give it to your sweetheart. It's said, although I've never done this, not being a young woman or a young maid, that people went out on May Day morning to wash their faces in the dew to make them particularly beautiful and attractive to others. And of course, on any May Day celebration, of which there are several that are still existing. I know in Bridport, where I live, there's the orchard, and we still have a sort of blossom-themed May Day. And we always crown a May Queen. And I think that's something that's been ongoing for a large number of years. Perhaps you remember being a May Queen yourself, or part of your family. And what did you wear, and how did it feel to be the May Queen? I'd love to hear from you about that. And there are a few special celebrations, like in Abbotsbury, they had a garland day a little bit later in the sort of second week of May, where they would create a huge floral wreath, a garland that was then paraded around the town, and the children, when there used to be a school in Abbotsbury, would take the day off and they would go around the town with this wreath, and eventually it would go down to the sea as a blessing for the fishermen and their catch, as well as a celebration of the floweriness of May. So I'd love to hear more about what you think about May Day, why you think that part of the year is so special for you. Is there any customs or traditions that you still do and look forward to? Perhaps there's a local celebration in your village or in your area that still goes on, or perhaps they've reinvented a new one. And perhaps you have particular plants or birds that you love to celebrate at this time of year. The bluebells are just coming out, and by May Day they should be in the bluest and brightest. And of course we've got birds like the cuckoo, not quite as common as it used to be, but hopefully we'll still be able to hear the songs of cuckoos and the other birds on May Day. So let us know at Talking Tent. We're trying to gather your ideas and thoughts about May Day. Talking Tent is a way of which we can hold each other's stories and share them with other people that connect people and place. So please get in touch with us at Talking Tent. We'd love to hear from you and let us know what May Day means for you. Thank you.